Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Tes, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of daf Samech Tes Amud Aleph, moving along sugyas of Yayin Nesach. Look the Mishnah, Oyved Keichavim Shoyamavir Im Yisrael Kadi Yayim Imokim Lamokim, and Oyved Keichavim was helping a Yid carry barrels of wine from place to place. Says the Mishnah, Im Hoye Becheskes HaMishtamer, if the barrels were being watched the entire time by the Yid, Mutter, then the Yid afterwards is allowed to drink, he can have anah from the wine. He doesn't have to be concerned that maybe the guy touched the wine or the guy was menasech the yayin lavi dezara. So even though he was being involved with the wine, but at the same time it was becheskes hamishtamer, and that's enough for it to be okay. Im hoydiyo shehu maflik. If, however, the yid went away for a little while and he didn't just go away, he told the oyvei keichavim, I have to go somewhere, I'll be back in an hour or whatever it is. Then already you have to be concerned that during that time that the guy was by himself with the wine, maybe he touched the wine, or maybe he was menasech the wine. Now, if the chavios of wine were psuchos, then it's an automatic problem. As a result, the wine is going to be aser. Because we're concerned that perhaps during that time that the yid went away, maybe the guy did something to the wine. What about if the barrels of wine were closed? So l'chura, now, for the guy to touch the wine, he's going to need some time. He's going to need time, number one, to open the barrel so he can get wine out of it. Number two, he's going to have to quickly clean up his mess afterwards so that the yid should have noticed that he touched the wine. Because if the yid knows that he touched the wine, he may go after him. He may press charges. So now already, you need an extended period of time. The question is, how much time do you need? Says the Mishnah, k'dei sheyish saim, enough time for the guy to be able to make a hole inside this barrel, this bottle of wine, the yistim, close the hole, plug it, the yigayv, and let the thing that he used to plug the hole dry so that it would look like nothing ever happened. So if the yid is there, it's becheskes hamishtamer, no worries, there's no issue whatsoever. The guy's not going to touch the wine, he's afraid to touch the wine. If, however, the yid tells the guy that he's going away, then we do have to be concerned, because now in the guy's mind, the yid's not watching him anymore. So how long or how much time does the guy have to be alone with the wine in order for it to be an issue? If the bottle of wine was open a second, if the bottle of wine was closed, and you have to give him enough time to get the wine out and then clean up his mess. So how much time is that? Enough time to make a hole in the barrel, cover it up, let the clay or whatever it is that he's using to plug the hole dry. That's enough time. Rishon Gamliel has a little bit of a difference here. He says, k'dei sheyiftach es hachavis, enough time for him to open the barrel, v'yigayf, and then make a new cover, v'sigayf, and let that new cover dry on top of it. Meaning, whereas the Tanakhama said that there's a concern that maybe the guy is going to puncture a hole inside the chavis, Rishon Gamliel says that's not a concern. And the Gemara is going to explain, Rishon Gamliel was worried that the guy thinks that the yid's going to notice if he made a hole. It's very hard to clean up that kind of mess. To remove the cover and make a new cover and cover it, that already is a concern. But for that, you would need more time. So Rishon Gamliel essentially is a makel. He's saying that as long as the yid is long there, or he's away enough time for the guy to be able to remove the cover, make a new cover, let it dry, that's when you have to be concerned. Another halacha, a very similar halacha, so similar that the Gemara is going to ask, why do we even need this? A yid was together with a guy on a wagon or on a ship. And the yid turns to the guy and he says that he needs to get off the ship. There's a someplace really close. Kapandaria is a shortcut. So he's going to someplace that's really, really close. He says, I'm going to be back shortly. And there was wine on the ship. There was wine on the wagon. Do you have to be concerned that the guy touched it, that the guy was menasechet? So the halach is that if he told him he was going someplace close, even if he was nichnas l'medina, verachatz, even if he ended up spending a lot of time, he ended up going to the medina, he bathed, mutter, the halach is mutter. Because it means that he told the guy that he's coming right back. He's what we know in halach as a nichnas v'yaitse. There's, again, some fear that the guy has that maybe the yid is going to come back and catch him doing something he's not supposed to do. As a result, we have an that he's not going to touch the wine, he's not going to be menasach the wine, everything is good. If you told him that he's going away for a long time, then already you do have to be concerned. How much time? Again, if the barrels are open, a second. If they're not open, it's k'dei sheyish soim v'yistoim v'yigayv, according to the Tanakhama, enough time for him to puncture a hole be menasech, close it, and let everything dry. Rishon Gamliel, why make a dish? If the chazachav is bigger for sikah, Rishon Gamliel is not concerned that a guy's going to puncture a hole. He thinks that he's going to get caught that way. But rather, to remove it, make a new one, and cover it. That's what the shear is. A third halacha that again is eerily similar to the first two. And again, the Gemara is going to ask, why do you need this halacha either? It's all the same halacha. L'chura. Hamniach, if you chavim b'chanos, if a person has a store, he sells wine, and he has a guy that works in his store. Afal pisha yoytziv and nichnas moter. He comes and goes. He leaves. He damas mincha. He picks up lunch. As long as the guy is not too aware of what his schedule is, everything is going to be multi. You're not concerned that the guy is touching the wine, is doing menasach the wine, he's afraid to do it. The imoidia, however, if he told him shehu maflig, that he's going away for an extended period of time, then already there is a concern. What's the shir? Kadesh yishsoin v'yistoin v'yigoyf? So essentially, the Mishnah said the same halacha three times in three different cases. The first case was a nevi kechavim that's helping a yid transfer chavias of yayin mimakim lamakim. The second case is where the yid and the guy are together on a wagon, together on a ship, and the yid says that he needs to step off for some time. The third case is where a yid owns a store. The guy works from in a store, and the yid is leaving the store. Another halacha, zok the Mishnah, a yid and a guy were dining together. They were sitting together at a table. And there was wine on the table. And then there was also wine on a table that back in the day was customary to have near the shulchan that people were eating on, and that's where they used to keep their food. Right? You have to have like a nice little bar, exactly. And then he left. So when the yid comes back, so yid goes out to daven mincha. Now he comes back. Does he have to be concerned that maybe the guy touched the wine? Says the Mishnah, very simple. Mashallah shulchan. Also, any wine that's on the shulchan, for sure he has to be concerned. He invited the guy over for dinner. He's sitting at the dinner table. It's a very reasonable assumption to make that the guy is going to want a glass of wine, he's going to pour himself something. However, we don't assume that the guy made himself so heimish that he's going to even go to the bar, to the dovaki, and take wine from there. I guess the custom was that what's on the shulchan you drink and eat, but on the dovaki not, so that way you don't have to be worried about it. If, however, the yid told the guy, you know, I'm walking out, when I'm away, have your music, v'shoyset, make yourself at home, take your shoes off, make yourself comfortable. Then already, that ribuy of Lashon is coming to imply that the yid is telling the guy, you can make yourself really hamish in the house, you can do whatever you want. Thus, even what's on the shulduviki is going to be aser. Chavias psucha is aser. Stating that, it's only chavias psucha that are aser. You don't assume that the guy is going to look for the corkscrew and he's going to try to open up a new barrel of wine. That's already pushing it. Stuma is mutar, stuma is amutar. Stating that, if the yid is away so long that there's a concern that the guy would do something he's not supposed to do, where it's understood just based on social etiquette, you don't open up a new bottle of wine if you're somebody's guest and the guest and the host stepped out for a moment. But maybe he's going to want to be menasech yayin lavoy dezara. So if you have chavios, stumois, and the yid is away, how long? Kidei sheyiftach v'yigoyf. Visigoyf, whose shita was that? Shita's from Shimon ben Gamliel. Then already the halacha is it's going to be awesome. Why did the Mishnah over here not bring shita's Hatana Kama? The Gemara is going to say what we have essentially is a machloikis v'achakach stam. Machloikis v'achakach stam. The halacha is like the stam. Thus, the Gemara is going to come out. The halacha is like from Shimon ben Gamliel, because even though the first three cases that the Gemara brought a machloikis, but over here the Gemara only brought shita's from Shimon ben Gamliel. So you see from here the machloikis v'achakach stam. That's really what it is. And the halacha is going to be like this time. So essentially what you have over here is very simple halacha. You have a halacha where a guy, if he touches wine, if he's menasech yayin lavoy dezara, creates real problems. It's yayin nesech. It's very, very chamor. You have a guy that was in very close proximity to a yid's wine. He was maybe even touching the wine, albeit chaviyos stumois, so there was no issue. The question is, do you have to be concerned that maybe he opened up the wine, he was menasech yayin, he touched the yayin, then quickly cleaned up his mess to the point that maybe there's no way for the yid to know as a result. Maybe all wine in such situations should be suffic that maybe it's yayin nesach. And the Mishnah says, really, it depends. If the guy was left alone with the wine, where he's very comfortable in his mind thinking that the yid is not coming now, the yid was with the guy, then he told him, I'm going away, I'll be back in a few hours. So then already there's a concern. How long of a time does it have to be? If, however, the yid never told the guy, never let on to the guy that he was going away for a long time, even if he steps outside, the Mishnah said, it doesn't matter. The halacha is going to be awesome. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, the first line, so Rashi invokes the magic words when you learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that the reason if the Yid steps aside, as long as he doesn't tell the guy he's going away for a long period of time, Allah has Zasar, the Mirsas, Kol Shaita Hashta, because the guy is Mirsas, the same Svara that we had in the Sugis of Chalav Akum and Chalav Snam, it's Mirsas, the guy is constantly, he's afraid that maybe Hashta Asi. So even if the Yid ends up not coming back for 5 hours, but Lamaisa, the guy was always Mirsas, I mean that he was always Mirsas, he was never in a place where he was comfortable that he would touch the wine, would certainly not be menasech the yayin l'avodah zarah. Either way, so again, what's the kaveh in the Mishnah? If the yid is watching the guy, it's becheskes hamishtamer, that was the lashon of the Mishnah, it's going to be mutter. If he told him he's going away for an extended period of time, that's already when it's awesome. It's fake to gemara. Heichi dami becheskes hamishtamer. What's the definition of cheskes hamishtamer? Now, the truth is, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos is very bothered with the Gemara's kasha. Tosfos dibur hamaskel, heichi dami becheskes hamishtamer. Tosfos isn't sure what's lacking in beer in the Mishnah. Mishnah seems pretty straightforward. If it's becheskes hamishtamer, it's mutter. What's the antithesis of Cheskes HaMishtamer? Im Hoidiyoy, if he told him Shu Maflik, that he's going away for a long period of time. So you want to know what the definition of Cheskes HaMishtamer is? If he didn't tell him that he's going away for a long period of time. It seems pretty straightforward. Places much as Ayin Shah. But either way, says the Gemara, Hechidami B'Cheskes HaMishtamer. So the Gemara says, Kidetanya, a braisa that discusses the halachas of Tyrus. Harisha Yuchamar, who probably loved to learn Tyrus. A person had employees. They were Amei Ha'aretz, as we're going to see. They were workers, they were donkey drivers, and they were carrying this person's Tyrus. So back in the day, Tumah and Tyra was part of everyday life. And the Chaveir and Tamid Chacham and people that were Chashav, they were Nizer, that they would eat Chulin only B'Tahira. Midei Raisa, Chulin could be eaten even if it's Tumah. It's only Trum and Kachem that can't be eaten B'Tumah. But Chulin could be eaten B'Tumah, stating that the Chaveirim, quote-unquote, the Chashav people, they used to be Nizer, they would only eat Chulin B'Tahira. The Amei Ha'aretz, they weren't careful, they would eat Chulin Afilo B'Tumah. So what happened over here was, a person has his food, and he has people, Chamorim, that are helping him schlep his food. These Chamorim are Amei Ha'aretz. The halach is, if the Balabayas is together with the Chamorim, and he is concerned that maybe the Chamorim touched the Chulin, as a result, they made a Tomei. Says the Braisa, Afilo Hiflig Mehem Yoisim Mimil, even if he goes away very, very far, Taroisav Tahiris, doesn't matter how far he goes, he can go really, really far, the Tahiris are going to be considered Tahar. The assumption is that these Chamorim know they're not supposed to touch the Chulin, first glance, and as a result, it doesn't matter how far he goes. As long as there's a mirsus of kol shaita hashtasi, even if he ends up going far away and he doesn't come back for a long time, you could assume that they never touch the tires. But if he tells them, listen, you go ahead, I have some business to take care of, I'll be following you, but you go ahead of me. Then the halacha is kiven shenis alma ein mehem. As soon as he can't see them anymore, tyros of tmeis. At that point, the tyros is going to be tameis. It says the gemara heichi dami becheskes hamishtamer. This brisa, this is what it means. Again, what did you see in this brisa that we didn't see in the Mishnah? It's not so clear. Same idea. If the guy, or in this case, Dami Oritz, are concerned, Hashta Asi, there's a mirsis, he's not going to touch it. If he told them, you go ahead, I'm telling you, I'm not coming for a long period of time, we could assume he's telling the truth, and over there, there is a concern of that maybe he's going to do something with it. Either way, I entice. But the Gemara asks another kasha, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the chil between the Reisha and the Seifa? And again, this Gemara's kasha also requires a little bit of Pashup Pshat beer. What do you mean, what's the chil between the Reisha and the Seifa? We know what the chilik is. In the Reisha, there's a mirsis, and the Seifa, he told him, you go ahead of me, I'm not coming for a little what? But the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara's kasha, it's really mavur in the Gemara, but the Gemara means to ask you something else. What was the concern in this braisa? The concern was that the Amei Ha'aretz are touching the Chulin, and they're going to be metame the Chulin. That means it's not just a concern. It happened. What did the Mishnah say? Harei shahayu chamara v'upayalim tu'unin tairis. They're carrying the tairis. It sounds like they're touching it. If they're touching it, then the Gemara's kasha is that just like in the Seifa, there's an issue, in the Reisha, this should also be an issue. So it's a little bit of a misnomer. Usually, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa means, what's the chilek in methodology, in lumness between the Reisha and the Seifa? We understand the chilek in lumness. The problem is, isn't this case dead on arrival? The case is a case where there's a concern that maybe the Amoritz will touch the, what do you mean maybe he's going to touch the tires? He touched it already. That is the setup of the case. The Braisa begins, Harei Shayu Chamorav Upayalav, to unen tairis. Afreik the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif, Amrav Yitzchok, Reisha b'metair chamorav upayalav. No, you have to say that the Reisha is talking about where the Amei Ha'aretz went to the mikvah, they became tahar, so that when they touched the tahiris, they really weren't metame the tahiris. That's why it's okay. So the Gemara says, Yochi Seifa Nami. And the Seifa, that should be the same case, right? I mean, the Reish and the Seifa, the chiluk is not whether the Poyalim went to the mikvah or not. So if they went to the mikvah in the Reish, they went to the mikvah in the Seifa. So who cares if the person tells his Poyalim, I'm going away and I'm not gonna be with you for 5 hours. At the end of the day, the tahar. If they're tahar, what's the concerns? Gemara says, no, that's the beer. The beer is that ein ha-ma'oretz makbid al maga chaveiro, that the ha-ma'oretz himself went to the mikveh. The problem is, what if he meets a friend? That friend didn't go to the mikveh. He'll let him touch the tire. He's not going to have an issue with it. Ein ha-ma'oretz makbid al maga chaveiro. Chaver wouldn't let people touch their food because they were worried that maybe they're not clean. But ha-ma'oretz not. Now, this ha-ma'oretz grad went to the mikveh. He's a shiny yid. He had no choice because he works for a heimish guy. He told him, this is the only way you can take this job. It's part of his job requirements. But to allow another person to touch it, he's going to allow another person. That's why there's a problem in the safe. Ihachi, afilu reisha nami. That shouldn't the reisha also be an issue? The Gemara says, No, the reisha, there's a mirsus, because we're afraid that in his mind he knows that the yid could always come catch him. Iyachi seifanami. In other words, what the Gemara is essentially saying is, what's the chilik between the reisha and the seifa? Isn't Mamon of Shachter a problem? Why should Mamon of Shachter be a problem? Because the whole concern over here is the Amoritz is touching the Tyrus. The case started with the Amoritz touching the Tyrus. Tyrus is very simple. The case did not start with the Amoritz touching the Tyrus. Or it started with the Amoritz touching the Tyrus, but it started with an Amoritz that was Tahar. As a result, there was no issue with him touching the Tyrus. So the concern is not the Amoritz touching it. He touched it anyways. The concern is he's going to meet a friend who's an Amoritz. He's going to let the friend that's an Amoritz touch it. What's the chavut integration of the Seifa? What we thought originally, in the ratio, there's a mirsis, so he won't let the friend touch it. In the Seifa, there's no mirsis, he will let the friend touch it. Regardless, we're not learning the sugi of Tyrus, we're learning the sugi of Yayin Nesach, but it's the same principle. And it's the same idea, and the Gemara somehow thought that there's a Toisefes Havana that you have in this idea of Cheskes HaMishtamer, Mirsis versus Hoidiyoi, that he's not going to come for a little bit of time in this Pesefta, this Bryce of Tyre is more so than what we saw in our Mishnah regarding INS. Mishnah gave three examples where the Chachamim argued where if the Yid tells the guy, I'm going to be away for a little bit of time, now there's no mirsis of Hashta Asi, as a result, there's going to be an issue. What were the three cases? The first case is where the Yid and the guy are carrying barrels from place to place together. Second case is where Yid and the guy are on a wagon, they're on a boat, and the Yid tells the guy, I'm going to leave the boat, and he leaves him there by himself. And the third case is where a Yid owns a store, he has wine in his store, and he allows the guy to be in the store by himself. So, but you need all three cases. Had we only had the first case, the Savaduma Asi Vechazile, there you would have thought that the reason it's mutter with the reason there's a problem when the guy Yid says he's not going to be away for a while because he's concerned. But on a wagon or on a boat, over there there's a concern that maybe even in the case of Mirsas, maybe there's a concern that there really is no mirsis. You know why? Because maybe the guy is going to take his boat and he's going to travel somewhere. Or he's going to get on his wagon and he's going to travel somewhere. He's going to go far away. Meaning, if he's stuck in one place, so then there's a svar of mirsis. But maybe there's no major svar of mirsis over here. What's he worried about? He's worried that the yid's about to come. But you know what he could do? He can get in the karoin, on the sfina, where he is anyways. He can take it someplace far away and then do whatever it is he wants to do. So you would think that maybe the svara mirsis is only a svara where you mavir chavias mimakim lamakim, because he's concerned. Dilma asi v'chazile. But when he's on a car or on a sfina, see, he has the keys. He's behind the steering wheel. Now he has an ability to move it somewhere. So maybe over there you don't have the svara mirsis. Then the Gemara says, okay, so just say that case. By the car and the sfina, even though it's a svara, but he's still a little bit worried because he thinks that maybe the guy he went off the boat, he's in the city somewhere, maybe he's going to be koi aguda, he's going to stand on top of a wall, the chazulei, he's going to see him take his ship, go a few hundred yards away and be menasech the yayin. But when a guy is in a store over there, he feels even more protected because ema achid leil above, he can lock the door. Va'avid called the boy. So what are you worried about? Mirsis? What's the mirsis? Hashtasi. He's going to lock the door and he's going to do whatever he wants to do. Kamash malan, that is a sfar of mirsis. It doesn't matter if you're in one place, like in the first case of the Mishnah, if you have an ability to move away, or even if you're inside where you can lock the door, there's no way the yid's going to see you. Still, there's a sfar of mirsis. I guess the sfar, what's the kamash malan? The guy is still afraid. He's going to come, he's going to see the door is locked. He's going to be suspicious. Investigation. The next thing you know, he's going to be caught. So that's what he's worried about. The point is, mirsis is true in all cases, and sometimes we even think the unthinkable in terms of how far we're willing to go with the svar of mirsis. Which machlokes? How long the yid needs to be away for in order for there to be a concern that maybe the guy took the chavioi stumois and it was menasech yayin la avoid the zara? So, according to the chachamim, it's a shorter period of time because we're concerned that maybe the guy would simply make a hole inside the chavis, touch the wine, or be menasech the yayin. According to Pshim Gamliel, there's no such chash because the guy's afraid to make a hole, then he has to plug the hole. It's going to make a mess. The yid may catch him. The concern is that he's going to remove the cover, make a new cover, and cover it. So Rabbi Yochanan said the whole machlokes was if the chavis was made out of sid, it was made out of plaster, avabul shotit, if it was made out of clay, divrei hakol, everybody would agree, kidei sheyiftach v'yigoyf. And the reason is because tit, I guess just physically, if you're going to take a new tit cover, you're going to plug a hole with tit, it's going to take time until it blends in to the rest of the chavis. So it's going to be very noticeable that you must have tampered with it. Sid isn't going to be so notable. Tit is going to be noticeable. As a result, the only time the chachamim were machmer, and they said there's a concern that maybe the guy is going to make a hole inside the barrel and plug the hole, that's if it's made out of sid. But if it's made out of tit, over there, there's not going to be a concern. That I don't understand you, chachamim. You really hold that the guy is just going to make a hole, plug the hole, and think he's going to get away with it? If the yid comes, he's going to look at it, he's going to see that it was plugged. And he's going to see it, bein milmat. He's going to see it on top, when he looks at the top of the barrel. Bein milmata. And when he opens up the barrel, on the bottom, underneath the cover of the barrel, he's going to see also that it was tampered with. It's just not going to be so smooth. So bein mumbala, bein mumati, he's going to notice. So the machlekes was by tit. He's going to notice him mumbala. He's going to notice him mumbala because the color is going to be different. Like we said, it takes time for the tit to blend in, and he's going to notice it mumata because when the guy is tampering with the cover, he has no way of smoothing it out mumata. There's nothing he could do there. Why can't he? Because it's sealed. There's nothing he can do. So it's nikar milmala and it's nikar milmata. Yeah, bishal sid machloikis. But if you can tell me the machloikis is bishal sid, so bishal milmata yodia. Bishal milmata, it's going to be yodia. He'll notice it. Ela lamala holo yodia. L'chura, doesn't sid blend in? So why is it nikar milmala ulamata? It sounds like, not like Rabbi Yechon, it sounds like the machloikis is even bishal tit. Because if the machloikis is only besid, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is tiny to the chachamim, he's going to notice it milmala ulamata. It's not true. He's only noticing a milmata. He's not going to notice a milmata. Elamai, the machlokes must be b'shel tit and b'shel sid, but al kaponim, it must be the machlokes is b'shel tit, and that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, that you're going to notice a milmata for sure, but you're even going to notice it milmailo, because it takes time for tit to blend in. Says the Gemara, it's not muchach. Rav Shimon Gamliel, hu d'lo yada maika amri rabbanim. Could be Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't really know what the Shitas Chachamim was. Machi Gamliel, this is what he said. B'shaltit kam ritu. If you're telling the Machlokes is b'shaltit, situm e'nikr b'y m'mal b'y l'mata. Then this situm is going to be nikr mo mana el mo mata. B'shaltit kam ritu. And if you're telling me that the Machlokes is only b'shaltit, and he don't malo lo yodiyo. Even though l'mayla, it's not going to be nikr l'mata mi'o yodiyo. But l'mata, it's going to be yodiyo. For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon held, given the m'ayla lo yodiyo, the Rabbanon held, like Rabbi Yechanan said, that really it's only Bishel Sid that I'm worried. I'm a man of Shach. Even if the Rabbanan said there's Shita, only Bishel Sid. So Milmailo, it's not going to be Nikr. But Milmata, isn't it going to be Nikr? Says the Gemara. Once it's not Nikr Milmailo, Loimasik Adaite, the Apech Fechazile. He's not concerned. I mean, if the Yid sees something suspicious Milmailo, then he's going to investigate a little bit further. But if there's nothing suspicious Milmailo, you're never going to get to Milmata. So if Milmailo, you stick out a little bit, you have to worry about Milmata. But once Milmailo, you're comfortable, you're okay, then already we're not worried that he's ever going to see what's going on in the bottom. Inami, the Gemara says, sometimes the bottom works its itself out fine. That's not such a chashash. For that already, the Rabbanon hold that the guy isn't going to think that I'm afraid to make a hole and plug it because maybe it's going to be nikar milmata. Number one, if it's not nikar milmata in his mind, he doesn't think the yid's ever going to look milmata. And even if he looks milmata, it's possible he's not going to find anything milmata. Regardless, says the Gemara, that was Rabbi Yechanan Shita, machloikis b'shel sid. If the machloikis is b'shel sid, the whole issue is it being nikar milmata. Why did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tell the Chachamim it's nikar milmata milmata? Rabbi Yechanan said Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't fully understand the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yechanan says, I do understand the Chachamim Shita, and I'm telling you, the Chachamim never said their Shita, where it's dealing with tit, where it's going to be nikam amayla. They only said their shita, where it's only going to be nikam amata, only nikam amata, that already is not a chash, for the two reasons that the Gemara gives. But Enochanami, Rav Shimon Gamliel didn't fully appreciate the Chachamim shita, and that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Braisa tells the Chachamim that isn't Situme going to be nikar, bein milmala, bein milmata. Oh, my Rava said, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why? Very geschmack. We spoke this out in the Mishnah. Hoyo v'tanan stam kavase, because the end of the Mishnah was a stam Mishnah. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel, time we learned in the Mishnah. Hoyo echal ala shulchan. If somebody was eating on a shulchan, v'niach logan ala shulchan, he left wine on the shulchan. Logan ala dovikir, he left wine on this serving stand. V'niach v'yatzah mashal ala shulchan aser, mashal ala dovikir matir. He walks out. Halach is anything he leaves on the table is going to be aser. Whatever is on the dovikir, whatever is in the bar, is going to be both of him. Amalein, if he tells him heavy moizik v'shaisa, you can pour, enjoy yourself. So that ribui haloshin comes to be marba afshal adovaki yas. Even what's on the dovaki is going to be yas. Meaning chavias psuches asuris. The chavias psuches are going to be yas immediately. Stumais mutaris. The chavias stumais are going to be mutar. How long are they going to be mutar for? If the guy is alone, meaning if the yid is away, kadesh yiftach. Now, whose shita was that? It's only one opinion in the Mishnah. It's only shita of the Chachamim. It's only shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not the shita of the Chachamim. So you see over here, stam Mishnah like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And even though previously there was a machloikis, whether the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, but what you have essentially is a machloikis v'achakach stam. Machloikis v'achakach stam, the halacha is like a stam Mishnah. Faith Gemara Pshita. This is so obvious. Isn't it? Rava had to say the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Who doesn't know the rule? Machloikis v'achakach stam. And this is not like two mesechtes where sometimes it gets confusing. Nezikin is kulo chad mesechti. This is very straightforward. It's the same Mishnah, really. We have it as one Mishnah. So you have a machlokes, and then right afterwards you have the stam. It's pashit that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why would Ravi even have to say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema, I would have thought. Kula Rav Shimon Gamliel katani. Maybe the end of the Mishnah is only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel talking. But really, the Chachamim argued, Kamash Malon, meaning if Rav Shimon Gamliel talking, that's why he's saying what he's saying. But it's not really a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah would be if the Stam Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel. But if it's Rav Shimon Gamliel talking, maybe it's different. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Kamash Malon, Rava wanted to clarify that the Halach is going to be like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Incidentally, we're not going to go into this morning, but incidentally, Rav Kiveger, if you look in Gilyan Hashas, he sends you to a Rashbam, in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and Perik Yesh Noichel, Vashtei Dartin in Rashbam. So the Rashbam over there is going on a Gemara, where there's Machlaikis Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim and the laws of Tzavois, father that has sons that aren't necessarily behaving, and he decided that he wants to give a gift, he wants to give him a ton. Rav Shimon Gamliel said Zachal Atayit. And Shmuel over there in that Sugya seemed to not go like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rashbam asks Akasha, that how could Shmuel not paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Isn't there a rule? Kamakim Shishana Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'Mishnah Sein. Anytime Rav Shimon Gamliel says something in a Mishnah, not a Braisa, although there is a discussion, maybe a Braisa also, but the way the rule reads is Kamakim Shishana Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kemoisoi Chutz Me'arev Vitzidoin V'Rayach Reina. So Freik Rashbam Akasha, how could Shmuel not hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel? That Rav Shimon Gamliel is a Mishnah. If it's a Mishnah, isn't the rule always like Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Rashbam says that the emes is, I have another ha'ara. I found the Gemara, and I slicher es ha'poyel, in Mesechus of Vaidazara, Dav Samach Tezom Et Beis, we're on my Rava, halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Freik, the Rashbam, why did Rava have to pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Isn't this a rule? Kol Mokim Sheshana Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Mishnah Seinu halacha k'moisai, chutz mi orif etzidain v'ray achroina, says Rashbam, it's muchach from these two Gemaras. From Shmuel in Bava Basra, Kuflamid Gimelamidays that paskins not like Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. And from Rava in Avodah Zarah Samech Tesamubays that had to go out of his way to clarify and say that Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. Now, Vaisois, these Amiram didn't hold to this rule. So, Kolmokim Shoshana Rashbag B'Mishnah Seinu Halacha Kemaisoi Chutz Me'or B'Tidim V'Raya Achroina Lava Liba the Kuli Alma. It's not true according to everybody. And the Rashbam, it's a very Gishmak Rashbam, he goes through different rules that you have. Halacha Kurab Akiva Mechaveroi, Halacha Kistam Mishnah, Remeiv Rav Yehuda, the Halacha Zak Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Nimukayimoy. He says those are universally accepted. Axiomatic. Nobody argues with those halachas. This one, I have two Amiram and Shas that argued. It's actually something that Shani ben Machloik. It's just a nice maramokim. If you want to run with it a little, if you want to take a look, that the Chavis Yar, and Shailos Achuv is Chavis Yar, it's in Chelak Aleph Simon Tzadik Dalet. So it's a very long simon, and he goes through every time you have these klolim of halachos in Shas. It's beautiful, it's tremendous, it's mole bekias and harifos, very, very geschmacks. Either way, talks about this, and really all the kloli ashas as it relates to piskei halacha, shayl sechuvas chavis yar, simin tzadik dal. Regardless, one last gemara, and then we'll speak out some rate. Says the gemara of kamiach, the kamalan kavas of Shem Gamliel, being that the halacha is like Shem Gamliel. That what? That we're never concerned that a guy is going to make a hole inside a barrel of wine if he's left alone with a chavis that sasam. There's a concern that he may open it, but there's no concern that he's going to make a hole in it. V'hilchas agavasid Rabbi Eliezer. The halachas also like Rabbi Eliezer. D'loy chayish liziyufa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we're never concerned that a guy is going to forge a seal. He's not going to take a seal, a chaysam, on a yid's item and force it. So, Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, why then is the halacha that you're not allowed to leave wine with the guy? What exactly are you worried about? You worried that he's going to remove the cover and replace it with a new cover? Rabbi Eliezer said, we're not chayish l'zayufa. You worried that he's going to make a hole and that's how he's going to be menasach it? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that you don't do that, and Rava Paskin Halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So, Manavshach, what exactly are you worried about? Why can't a person leave wine with a guy? By the way, if you want to leave wine with a guy, you have to have a chaysim betoy chaysim. That's one of the cases where you need shtei chaysamis. Frank Gemara, why? Why do you need a chaysim betoy chaysam? What are you worried about? L'chura, take Avodah Zarah Samech Tes, merge it with Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph, if that's where Shitas Rabbi Eliezer was mentioned previously in the Masechta, and what you have together is no chashash, because there's no chashash he's going to puncture a hole, because he's going to notice. There's no chashash he's going to remove the seal and replace it with a new seal, because even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel never said that, that's not a concern, but Rabbi Eliezer said that, oh, it's not a concern. And the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So I understand why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would have an issue with it, maybe, because who said he holds like Rabbi Eliezer? And I understand why Rabbi Eliezer would have an issue with it, because who said he holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? But Aliba the Hilchasa, where we paskin say like Rashbag and say like Rabbi Eliezer, freik the Gemara, l'may necheshla, and for the Gemara, mishum shaycha. You know what we're worried about? Rashi says we're worried about him making a nekiv dak ma'oid, a very, very small hole. That hole, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is a concern, and it's in that case that we have over here a little bit of a chash. Why then in our Mishnah wasn't that a concern? Why did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say the yid has to be away long enough for him to remove it and replace it? Why are you worried mishum shaycha? So the Mishnah speak out, you have to say hocha b'mayaskin, and with whatever reason that wasn't a concern. But if there was a concern in our Mishnah Mishum Shaycha, there would have been a problem. And the halacha that suggests you need a chaysam b'tay chaysam is because of the fact that today it's common, say the Rishonim, that Shaycha would work to make a tiny, tiny hole. And that would be enough for the guy to be menasech. That's why one chaysam is not enough. And that's why you have to have a chaysam b'tay chaysam exhale. So really, today's daf is going to segue into tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to bring 9 stories. 9 Maiseh Shehayos Kachayos Avodah Zarah type stories, not Agadot type stories, but 9 stories that the Gemara is going to bring, all from Rava, with lot related to some of the Gemaras that we're talking about right now. When you have to be concerned that if a guy was in close proximity, he was miyache, yichud, together with the wine of a yid, that maybe the guy tampered with it, maybe it was menasech yayin l'avodah zarah, it wasn't menasech yayin l'avodah zarah. But the truth is that this whole sugya is something that's very, very relevant in halacha, not just in the laws of yayin nesech, but really in all areas of halacha. Because any time a person is in a situation where he allowed a guy to get too close to something, where now there's a concern that maybe the guy did something that can create issues, this is something you need to worry about. And the Svara of Mirsas is something that's
that plays a very big role. Regardless, this is something that has areas and tentacles and a lot of parts of halacha. So just to speak out a few, you say this. Again, not halacha l'maisa whatsoever. I'm not even going to get to the halachas. But just in terms of some of the yesoidas that are important to understand with regards to this idea of not allowing a goy to be with your wine or maybe other areas as well. The first is something that we actually spoke about a little bit, because the Gemara spoke about it, and Avodah Zarah daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Place over there says a very important yesoid, lahalacha, that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Yud Ches of Kotin Yud. So what's this halacha? It says the Mechaber as follows. If somebody leaves a guy in his house, and in his house he has things, so let's say Yid is cooking, Balabusta is cooking in the house, and she has a goit in the house, she leaves the house, and in the house there happen to be things that if the goita would put into the pot of food, you would create issues. So maybe there's non-kosher food, probably loy shchiach. Something that's more shchiach is you could have chalav, and she's cooking basar. And if the guy would go now, the goita, take a little bit of chalav, pour it into the basar, you'd have a taruvus of basar v'chalav. If you have a taruvus of basar v'chalav, you can have an issue. Says the mechaber, im hu yoytze v'nichnas, if he or she is a yoytze v'nichnas, or yafilu shaz man rav, or even if he or she was not yoytze v'nichnas, I mean, he wasn't physically coming in and out. She went away for 3 hours, but she never told the goita that she's going away for 3 hours. Our Mishnah, as a result, over there, there's no chash shema hichlif. The halacha is that afilo imhunena bechalipin, even if on some level you would think that the goy is incentivized, is motivated to maybe make this swaparoo, do this chalipin, it doesn't matter. There's no issues. Says the Mechaber, it's only Bushaloi Sagra Bayas Olaf. It's only if she comes home and she finds she wasn't locked out. But if she thinks she was locked out, then already you have to be concerned. Why is this halacha true? Lefisha hu misyare, he, or again, in our case, the goita, she is concerned. Bechol shol loima atayobe v'yirenu. Over here, I have to have him, hoidia yishadayt lishoiz. But let's say she tells the goita, I'm going away for a few hours. Then already it's going to be awesome. Okay, that we know, that's our sugya. This is something you'll find in many areas of the halacha. Stating that, the Mechaber says, if, however, there's no reason to assume that the goy would have any benefit from tampering with the kedera of the yid, then even if she tells the goyta, I'm going away for a few hours, where there's no mirsus, and she has ample time, does the goyta, to do anything she wants to do now, to be machshel the yid, it doesn't matter. So if she has hana bedover, it's a chash. But to the extent that she has no hana bedover, there's no chash. The makar to this, again, it's the mechaber Yoridei Hilchas Macholi Odi Kachavin Simin Kuf Yud Ches Siv Katan Yud. It comes from a Toisus and Masachtes Bav Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Azoi Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. So the first thing you have to be aware of whenever you discuss these sugyas is that the only time there's ever a concern is if the svara to say that maybe the guy would have some hana from being machshel b'Yisrael, but abi lahachis to be machshel b'Yisrael, that's not something you have to be worried about. So to be machshel b'Yisrael, where she herself is, there has to be some horse in the race for her. Otherwise, it's not something you have to be concerned about. It's not something that you have to have a chash. As a result, a goita that's helping a woman cook, look, the assumption is that there's really no chash, because how is she nene b'chalipin if somehow now there's a little tipas cholov where it's pachas mishishim for the year? There's no reason to assume that she has any interest in that. As a result, it's going to be stating that sifkot yud beis yesh lahachmer, says the mechaber, that although I just told you that the only time there's a chash is where the goy is nene b'chalipin, and pashtus, as a result, there shouldn't be an issue to leave a goy. But stating that, there is an idea. Do not allow a goy to be tampering with your pots unless you're a yoytze v'nichnas, unless you have no issues. But if you're not a yoytze v'nichnas, you want to rely on this idea that what benefit does the goy to have to be ma'ar of a dover tummy inside my kosher food? Yesh lahachmer shaloi lahaniach akderes etz lashivchet sheyis. The guy in Bir Agro says, what's the makar to this yesh lahachmer? It's a rush in the truth. The rush brings Tosfos Yesoid that with this ainu nene b'chalipin, there's no problem. And the rush said, based on that, there should be no problem to have a guy help you cook in your house, and you can go away even if you don't have yoytze v'nichnas. There's no mirsus. It still shouldn't be an issue, because why would even nene b'chalipin? But then the rush says, I'm not entirely comfortable with it. He gives us the proverbial bal nefesh should be machmer. He says, you know why? Because maybe the goita will taste the food while you're away, And if she's going to taste the food, maybe she likes a little bit of butter on her steak. I don't know. Maybe she likes a little bit of milk inside her plate of food. It could be something that she wants. And as a result, maybe she is not a bechalipin. Or maybe she's a goita that she gets food, right? She also eats dinner. Maybe she's a living. So where does she eat food? She orders glapite, or she, you know, she eats together with the oilum. So maybe that's a chashash. So if that's a real chashash, then maybe she is not a bechalipin. So mi'ikaradin, says the Rosh, it's not something you have to worry about. And that's why the Pashtun says it's not an issue. But at the same time, it's a loshon shulchan aruch. Yesh la hachmir shaloi laniach hakderes etz la shvachais gishen yisroel bevais. A very similar halacha, and I say it's similar because the Vilna Gaon in Abir Agra, he relates the two halachas to each other. And that is at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Beis, that this is Hilchas Noisen Tam Lefgam. So you know you're in Yeshiva Shuk, that's the name of the siman. Hilchas Noisen Tam Lefgam. Either way, Kuf Chav Beis of Kotan Tes says the Mechabi Yesh li Zoher, you should be careful. Meleniach bebayis ha'ovekei chavim kli suda. If you want to leave kli suda, utensils, cutlery, things that you use to eat, pots, forks, knives, don't leave it in a guy's house. You have to be worried that maybe the guy's going to use it. And if the guy's going to use it with his food that's not kosher, you're now going to have bliss, and now when you get it, it's going to be a problem. Says the Ramah, what happens if you find yourself in a situation, you wait me'ais la'ais, and then already it's a nice time of gam, even though usually we're not so mechana l'katrila, but that would sort of be the etza. Says the Ramah, that although this is probably something that's not so shchiach, but I'm going to give you a case that's very, very shchiach. What would be in the reverse? What would be if a guy was in your house, and you have kosher pots and utensils, do you have to be concerned that maybe the guy cooked something in your pot? So if you were masked your kale in the base, that's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you definitely have to be worried about that. But what if it's in the reverse? The guy has a right to go ahead and start using my pots. Says the Ramah, ulekatchilo yesh li zoher b'chol inyin, afilu ba'avodim u'shvachay so'ivdik echavim shebebeis Yisrael, shloy liyachid kelem shalonu etzlan. Shema yishtamshu b'hem b'dvar ma'asurin, and he said, sends you to Ayin Lekamon Simen Kuf Lamed Vav. The Goyin sends you Ayin Leil Simen Kuf Yud Chesef Kot Yud Beis. Meaning, the Ramah says that just like you're not supposed to give your kelim to a guy, you shouldn't allow a guy to be in your house in a state of yichud together with your kelim, because you have to be concerned that maybe she's going to go ahead and she's going to make herself supper, she make herself lunch when you're away, and she's going to cook something. Which, by the way, even if she cooks kosher food, bishalakum, certainly maybe she'd make bas of a cholov. That's a very legitimate chash. So as a result, it's a problem. The lashon haramah is ulekatchilo yesh lizor. It mirrors the lashon of the mechaber in Kuf Yud Ches yesh lahachmer. It's like a lekatchilo yesh lizor. It's a yesh lahachmer, but it's mefurish in mechaber. It's mefurish in ramah. It sounds like you can have a real issue over here. So the bottom line is, if somebody is running a house, a kosher kitchen, you have a goita, and you're out at work or you're in yeshiva and your wife goes out for the day and the goita knows that you're away for the day, you have a shtickle problem over here, because it's a halacha Shulchan Aruch, it's a mechaber, it's a ramah. It sounds like there might be a very, very serious situation. Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva in Yeridea, Chelak Aleph, so this is like in the thick of these Yeridea tshuvas, it's Simen Samach Aleph. So we've spoken out so many of these tshuvas over the last 2 months or so. But either way, Simen Samach Aleph, the name of the Simen is Bahashiroi Nochris Bebah. If somebody had a nachris in his house, and you have to worry now about the kelim, maybe something happened to the kelim. So the shayla that was sent to Rav Moshe was that it sounds like there's some sort of playgroup or something where there's a guy that she is involved there, and there's also a Jew. The Jew is the cook, so they understand that the guy is not allowed to cook for them, but sometimes the Jew doesn't come, and do you have to be worried that maybe the goita cooked, and as a result, maybe all the kelim are problematic. Maybe you're going to have an issue. L'maisa, Rav Moshe says it's a very, very, very big problem. It's a small simon. Rav Moshe says it's a very big issue. He says that if the kelim, if it happened, meaning the goita was in a state of yicha together with the kelim, so he says don't use it for the first 24 hours. After 24 hours, it's okay. And he says even though the Taz says that if somebody bemazed it, creates a situation of nois and tam lufgam, l'katchilu you can't be soymichan. He says, maybe this is not mazin, maybe they didn't know the halacha, and everybody knows this halacha. But the bottom line is, he says Rav Moshe, it's definitely an issue, and he says very, very clearly, he says, moving forward, this is something you have to be worried about. Last line in the tshuva. Avot tzorech la'aziram alehaba, she'osu lahaniach nochris bebayah she'yesh locha she'teshamish ba'kelim b'dover yisr. Something moving forward, something you have to be worried about. I remember my grandmother, Mrs. Helen Meir, so Allah Shalom, so she used to to hide her jewelry in her pots in her kitchen, because she knew that was the one place the goethe wasn't allowed to go. So this is old school. This is a woman that was born in America in the 1930s. But the bottom line is, this is not so poshut. Here, Ramosha doesn't give you a kula. Ramosha says that lechur, it sounds like this is something that's going to be an issue. Another earring, again, ask your local rabbi. But I'm just presenting some information. The next area where this comes up, and that's in Hilchas Yichud. Real Yichud. Yichud with an Ish and an Isha. And it's interesting that we know in Hilchas Yichud, one of the most basic kulas, something the Gemara talks about, is Baila Be'er. So a woman is not allowed to be yached with a man, that's not her husband, but if her husband's in the city, Baila Be'er, over there already, it's going to be okay. The Shaila is, what if it's Baila Be'er, but you know for sure that the husband can't come right now? It's not something that's possible. He's far away, it's not possible that he's going to come right now. So Moshe was asked this child in a tshuva. If you want to look it up, it's in Eben Ezer, Chelik Dalit, Simen Samechei. It's a very long simen where he goes through a lot of different halachas in 22 Se'ifei Katan in Hilchas Yichud. You saw it after you saw it after you saw it. So one of the things Ramosha talks about is Bedin Baila Be'er, Avaladav Yaduah Shlo Yavo Yachshav. We know for sure that he's not going to come right now. So Ramosha says that Lechura, it's going to be a problem. I'll read you one excerpt. Umitam Zeh, Shebe Medina Zoo, New York, here in New York, Kishabaila Hu Be'er, Avol Yaduah Hula, Sheholach Likteo Ir, so he's on the other side of the city. Shemeabayas Adam Mokim, Sheholach Lisham, who Erech Shah. It's going to take about an hour. Vachazoru Hushav, it's Erech Lisham, Erech Shah. Bottom line is, if you're in a city like New York, where there's traffic, and a woman's home, and her husband calls and says, I'm going to be home in an hour, I'm sitting on the FDR drive, it's bumping a bumper, Waze isn't working, I'm not going to be home for a little while. So the bottom line is, in that case, says Ramosha, it's very posh to me. You don't have the Heter of Bailach Beer. He says, because the whole Heter of Baila Be'er is only to the extent that there's a real concern. There's a mirsas, hashta asi. It's mamash el mishnah. But if hoydiya ishe fligo lamakim, she said clearly, I'm going away. Or Ramosha says, people that are at work, the cholshkin be'ilu sha'iv de meitz lacherim, people that work for other people, v'shayin sham shmoyne sha'is, right? 9 to 5. So people like that, says Ramosha, in those cases, you're not going to have the hetter of Baila Be'er. You do, however, the Chazanish argued. Chazanish said, there's a quote, Baila Be'er is a nerv. He held that Baila Be'er, it's not the pshat that she's worried, hashta asi. It's not a mirsis that he's going to walk in right now. A woman, in order to do an aveira in a state of yichud, has to become, it's one of the big svaras that underpin Hilchas Yichud. And that is that there has to be a certain level of comfort where you're in a certain place psychologically, emotionally, to get you to a point where you're going to commit this kind of aveira. And the Chazanish held that a woman whose husband is in the city, he's ba'ir, it doesn't matter if he's sitting in traffic, it doesn't matter if it's 3 o'clock and he works 9 to 5. The bottom line is that there's a certain comfort level she doesn't have when she knows her husband's in the city. Baila Be'er is a nerv. And because it's a nerv, man, you're always going to have the hat to Baila Be'er. Chazanish argue with Ramosha. Either way, that's the second hour. But I just want to speak out something a little bit light. We'll digress a little bit, have some fun. But just one light thing, I will end with this. And that is that Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, again, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yeridah, Kuf Yud Chesiv Katan Yud, says that the only time there's a concern with all these halachas being miyachid a goy together with your kalim or whatever it is in your kitchen, that's only if the goy is nene b'chalip, and there has to be some vested interest for the goy to go ahead and be machshel the yid. But if there's no interest at all for the goy to be machshel the yid, over there you're not going to have that halacha. And Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva, it's in tshuva lamed tes, was very bothered with this. He says, I don't understand. We just finished learning kamat mesechtes. We're going to make the siyum next week. We know that a goy is choshed on everything in the world. The old pagans, the real Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they were choshed on Revi'ah. They were choshed on Mishkav Zachar. They were choshed on Shvichas Damim. So he says, I don't understand. A goy is choshed on Shvichas Damim, and he's not choshed that he's going to be machshel v'yid. That makes perfect sense. She knows, the goyta, that the Jews are very careful when it comes to kashrus. So she knows that, you know, Mrs. is not home right now. So what stops her from taking a little bit of milk, pouring it into the kedera? It's such a great idea. It makes such perfect sense. If she wants to get at us, so that's a wonderful thing for her to do. Why aren't we concerned? Das kufa, that the goy is being machshel v'yid, that should create nene b'chalipin. So Freit, the Chacham Tzvi, the goy is choshen at shvichas damim. Why? Because he wants to get at the Jew. But he's not choshen to be machshel v'yid. Zok the Chacham Tzvi, yeah. You know why? Because the goy doesn't chap. That when he's mach, he puts a little bit of parfus or a little bit of milk inside the chicken soup, that he's being machshel v'yid. Because the yid doesn't know. So the yid's not doing an aver b'mezid. The yid's doing an aver b'shaygi. I mean that the yid's doing an aver b'shaygi. In her mind, she's not being machshel v'yid. Had she realized that she's being machshel v'yid, she'd be chashud. because she'd be considered a nana bechalipin. Dos gufa, that she's harming the Jew, is considered hana. But being that she doesn't know that, how's she supposed to know? In her mind, she's not doing anything wrong. That's the aside of this halacha. But if she would know that a guy is not allowed to eat non-kosher food, even the shoygig, it'd be a problem. Lamaisa, she's making a very big mistake, because Lamaisa, Yid is not allowed to eat food, even the shoygig, and befrat when it comes to machalas asuros, because machalas asuros is unique in that there's an idea of timtum halev, and timtum halev is true, it's viable even b'shoigik. Meaning, if somebody doesn't have aver b'shoigik, you need kapara. So if it's chayvei krisus, chayvei mises bezden, you had to bring the karmel chatos back in the day. There's certain parashiyas in the Torah, it's tzech b'shoigik, it's chayvei. There's certain things we know that even if you do b'shoigik, you have to get kapara. What about a regular aver? If somebody doesn't have aver b'shoigik, does he need kapara? So really, it was last week's parashas vayikra. There's a Ramban in the beginning of parashas vayikra where the Ramban says that the whole idea that a shoigik should need a kapara is a chiddush. The in lochabay elo chidushay. So wherever the Torah was megala that a shoigik needs a kapara, there, shoygig needs kapara. But wherever the Torah wasn't megala, you don't need kapara. Machalas asurois is a regular loisase. If it's a regular loisase, yaseis, but there's no karis, there's no mises bezin, there was no chatas, there's no parsham of reshes that shoygig needs kapara, so l'chur, you wouldn't need kapara. And that could be true. Based on the Ramban, you wouldn't need kapara. But timtum halev there is. And being that this timtum halev, being that this timtum halev, really the guy is being machshaliyit. Narvas, the guy doesn't chap, he's being machshaliyit. So again, here's the digression, just to speak out one half full digazach. And that is that the Mechaber, it's actually a Ramah, in Simen Pei Aleph. So the Ramah over there discusses a Jewish baby. Can the baby nurse from a non-Jewish woman? Is the milk kosher or is it not kosher? So we learned the sugis of Cholav Akum. Cholav Stam. What about the Cholav of a mitzvah? That's what the Ramah is discussing. You have a non-Jewish woman. She's going to nurse a Jew. Is that a problem with Cholav Akum? Says the Ramah, Cholav Nachris ke Cholav Yisraelis. It's kosher milk. It's like Cholav Yisraelis, not Cholav Slay. You think this is like the Spitz Cholav Akum. It's not Cholav Akum. We call Mokim. However, says the Ramah, Lo Yanikoi Tinek Men HaNochris. Not a good thing. Im Efshe B'Yisraelis. It's based on Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Medaber Mashchina. That means everyone's going to be Medaber Mashchina. So we all know that, right? But either way, the Cholav, I bet it's Kechavim Metamtim Alev. Umoylu Loi Tevera. But it's a bad thing to do. You know why it's a bad thing to do? Because it's Metamtim Alev. So the Cholav of a mitzvah is kosher. But it's matam to malev. I mean that it's matam to malev, it's a bad thing to do. Then the Ramah continues, listen to this. V'chein lo yisoichal ha-meinekes, afilu Yisrael es var masur. So if you're a woman, you're Jewish, you're a meinekes, be very careful, only eat kosher. You know why? Because if you're going to eat non-kosher food, the non-kosher food is going to enter the milk. You're now nursing a Jewish child. You're going to be metamtim, the Jewish child. So says the Ramah, just like there's an idea not to drink chalav mitzris, don't nurse from a guy, the same thing is true with a Jewish woman. A Jewish woman has to be extra careful to only eat kosher. Freak the Taz, really, a Jewish woman has to eat kosher? Shkayach, it's a very nice halacha. What, there was a havamina now? That a Jewish woman has to eat kosher. What's the Ramah legging tzu over here? That you should know that being that cholav comes from the food, and cholav mitzris is mitantim, the label, why? Because she eats machalas asuros. So a isha Yisraelis meinekes has to be careful to only eat kosher. Avada, she has to only eat kosher. She has to eat kosher because she's Jewish. It has nothing to do with the Timtum Alev and the Mezagran, all the rage with Moshe Rabbeinu. Avada, what's the Havamina not? Zok the Taz, it's Pasha, Nir Lefarish. The Zem Meir, you know what the Chiddush of the Ramah is? Afilum Yesh Lefamim, Hetali Ishit Lechel Dover Isser. Even if sometimes a woman has a Hetat to eat a Dover Isser. Kigoy, Mipnei Pekruach Nefesh, Mikol Mokon Leitonik Esatinoi. So let's say you have a situation where a person's allowed to eat Macholos Asuroi, such as it was Pekruach Nefesh, Ve'ilachol. So now this woman had a right to eat it. Says the Ramah, you can eat it. But at the same time, don't nurse. You know why? Because at the end of the day, you ate machalos asuros. And if at the end of the day, you ate machalos asuros, the machalos asuros is going to go to the cholov. Now you're giving it to the child. There's an idea, metamtim alev umoylu lo tevera. And as a result, that's something you're supposed to stay away from. Half of a fellow. What do you see in the stars? You see that even if somebody eats machalos asuros be'oinis, it was hutra. It's pikuach nefesh. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the metzias is it's still matamtim esalev. And if the metzias is that it's still matamtim esalev, that's why you have this halacha. I'll tell you a classic meshech chachma. Pasuk says in Parshas Veschanim, "Voyikiv yach Hashem lekecho elo oretz asher nishba labisecho lavram liyitzchak uliyakiv loseis loch orim gedoylois v'toyves asher levanisa." The Yidden going to enter the land. Hashem is going to give them cities, houses, asher levanisa. Right? This is OPM. You're taking over other people's estates. Upatim Malayim Koltov, you're gonna have batim that are gonna be Moli Koltov, Ashaloy Milesa. Uboyrois Khatsuvim Ashaloy Khatsaf, the Krom of Zesam Ashalon, Tatuba Khautubazavata, says the Pasik, Hishamilcha, be very careful. Pentishkachas Ashemaloy Kecha, Asheroy Tsiyacha Mieritz Mitzrami Besavata. So Moshe's warning the Yiddin. You're gonna enter Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to subtly fall into real money. You're going to fall into wealth. You're going to have Orem Gedoylois, Vitoyvois, Ashaloy Banisa. You're going to have Batim Aleim Koltov, Ashaloy Milesa. You're going to have Boyrois Chatsuvim, Ashaloy Chatsafta, Gromim Veseisim, Ashaloy Notata. Ve'ochalta, you're going to eat Vesavata, and you're going to feel Zat. Says the Torah, be very, very careful. Don't forget God. What's Pashup Shad in this pasuk? Pashup Shad is that sometimes when a person has it really, really good, he forgets the Eivishta. V'rom lavavcha, v'shachachta Hashem Elokecha, v'yishman yeshurun, v'yiva. So the Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, was warning Klai Yisrael, you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be wonderful, it's going to be great. But just remember, yishamer lecha, pentishkach Hashem Elokecha, because sometimes when life is too good, you forget. And it's very possible you're going to be in a very, very, very vulnerable state. It says Ramei Simcha, that's definitely the Pashup Shad. I'm going to tell you another pshat. The pasuk says that when you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see batim meleim kol tov. The Gemara Masechta Shulin darshins that pasuk. It says batim meleim kol tov. You know what you see from here? That everything in the houses that are going to be there, you're going to be able to eat. Pasha, you're going to walk in, you're going to open the refrigerator, you see a lot of food. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to throw it all out because it's not kosher food. So what's this whole gishmak? You're going to walk in, you're going to see so much. What are you going to see? Fine wines and things. Wait, it's all non-kosher. So the Gemara Vaista is the Yidden were allowed to have hanah from this food. That the batim aleim kol tov was something you were allowed to eat. And the Gemara says, afilu kadle de chaziri. Even pork chops was mutter. You were allowed to eat chazer. A hayra shah. She'en kedug masa. Of unparalleled, it's never happened before. That there was a time when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they walked into all these non-Jewish houses and tents and palaces and mansions. They were allowed to eat everything. That's what the pasuk says. You're allowed to eat batim aleim kol tov. It's all on limits. The Yidden were allowed to eat the chazer. Zakra meir simcha. If that's the pshat, that's the hemshach of the pasuk. You know what the hemshach of the pasuk is? The pasuk says you're allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to eat whatever you want. You could even eat batim aleim kol tov. It was mutter. But even though it's mutter, says Rameh Simcha, the mice of the Yidden were going to eat machalos asurois. And if you eat machalos asurois, it's matamdim the way. And you know what happens if it's metamtin the lev? It's moile tevara. Now you don't start thinking like a Jew anymore. You know what the problem is? That's going to then cause other problems. You have to be careful. It's not the luxury lifestyle per se that we're worried about. It's what the batim meleim kol tov. Da'afilu kadli de chaziri. You're eating chazer. Chazer is macholos asurois. It's metamtin es alev. It's metamtin es alev. It's moile tevara. Even though it's mutter, like in the Tazis case, even though it's mutter, still it's going to be okay. But that's not even the punchline of Rameh Simcha. There Rameh Simcha in one line, this whole shtickle is five lines. It says Rameh Simcha in one line, V'lochein, therefore, Yichalol Shabbos L'chayla, V'lo Yachilenu Nevela. V'lochein, says Rameh Simcha, because of what I just told you, Yichalol Shabbos L'chayla, V'lo Yachilenu Nevela. What does Rameh Simcha mean? But they're Rameh Simcha means. He means the Ran. He means the Ran in the end of Masechtas Yuma. It's Pasha. The Ran in Masechtas Yuma discusses Yad Achayla Sheyesh by Zakana. The Loch is Machila Noise Akala Kal. You have two choices right now. We have to give him a piece of meat. If he doesn't get meat now, he might die. So, we need meat. The problem is, you're stuck. It's a riddle. Yet, one option is you can take an animal out of the Eder, shecht it. Problem is, you can't shecht on Shabbos. But there was also some non-kosher meat. It could be Michael, the Chayla Nevela. Which one should you do? You're supposed to do the one that's a lesser Avera. What's the Kalakal? Nevela or be Michal Shabbos? So if you ask a man on the street, what's he going to tell you? Give him Nevela. Nevela's a voice, I say. Chil Shabbos? Misas Bezdin, Koris, Chatos. Of course that's more Chomer. Says the Ran, no, it's a mistake. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to be Michal Shabbos. You're not supposed to give him the Nevela. You know why? Because Nevela is Loisasekal, it's a regular, ordinary loisase, but every kzayas of nevela that a person eats, he gets another loisase. So it's a loisase, but there are going to be many loisases. As opposed to Chil Shabbos, which is one loisase, albeit a loisase sheyesh by Misas Bezdin, says the Rana Chidish Naira. A loisase sheyesh by Misas Bezdin is more common than an ordinary loisase. But that's if it's one against one. That's mano a mano. But what if you have two loisases connected, one loisase sheyesh by Misas Bezdin?
Demels, Zokteran, the two loisa says, are going to be more chama. We've spoken at this run a few times over the years in many different contexts. Number one, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Reiv Ha'echus or Reiv Ha'kamus? Quality versus quantity in halacha. We've had that hashtag five times. So quality versus quantity in halacha. Which one is more? Is it quality or is it quantity? That's mamish the shayla. Loisa says she'esh b'misas bezin to shecht on Shabbos for the chayla. That's Echus. Qualitatively, that's worse. But then again, nevela is quantity. You're going to be over an avera for every single kezayis that you eat. The Ran said it's more chomer, it's worse to eat nevela, the kama kezayisim, than the one loisa sheshmi says bezin. It sounds like that the Ran's vote would be quantity over quality. That's l'chura what he's saying. It's the quantity of the kezayisim of nevela versus the loisa say sheshmi says bezin. Another context that we've spoken about is that toisa shita is that we know aseis doicha loisa say. What about two loisa says? The Tosfos says, just like aseis doicha loisa say, aseis doicha two loisa says as well. Tain is Rebbe Chanan and Kovitz Aris, like this Ran, I don't think it's going to be richtig. I think this Ran argues with Tosfos. Why? Because we know that although aseis doicha loisa say, aseis not doicha loisa say, sheesh by Mrs. Bezdin. And if the Ran was mechadish, that two loisa says are more chomer than one loisa say, sheesh by Mrs. Bezdin, so then it comes out that, like Dvarim Kavachimiru, if aseis not doicha loisa say, sheesh by Mrs. Bezdin, Kavachim is not going to be doicha two loisa says either. So says, Rebbe Chanan, I think I found the Rishon in Shas that argues with this Tosfos. Tosfos says, I say, is doicha loisa say, also two loisa says, and this Ran's mashma not that way. Because if two loisa say is more common than a loisa sheesh mishas bezin, I say, is not doicha loisa sheesh mishas bezin. So it shouldn't be two loisa say either. What about two assays versus one loisa say? What if I have one loisa say and then I have two assays that I could be that I may be over multiple times? The Mechas Chinuch talks about it in an art, and the Mechas Chinuch, his context over there is mezuzah. He says mezuzah, even though it's an assay, and usually when it comes to assay, there's a lot of kulois. But says the Mechas Chinuch, mezuzah, I think maybe like the Ran's nevela klapi loisa say sheyesh maybe is bezin. Because being that if a person lives in a house and he doesn't have a mezuzah, he's mevato a mitzvah assay b'chol rega v'rega. So it's not just like a one-off assay. It's something that's constant. If it's constant, it could be it's more chomer than a lois assay. If a lois assay could be more chomer than a lois assay, sheesh maybe says bez, then based on the quantity, then an assay could be more chomer than an ordinary lois assay as well, based on the quantity. L'may nafkamina says the Minchas Chinuch, let's say a person needs to buy a mezuzah, and all he has is $100 to his name, and the mezuzah costs $50. Hamavazve is al yavazve zayisim mechaymish. What about a mezuzah? Says the Mechas Chinuch, you spend the $50. You have no choice. I am not. It's a mitzvah saseh. You're not supposed to be mevazve zayisim mechaymish. But the Rama says in two places. He says in Yerideya, Kufnun Zayin. He says in Hilchas Sukkah that's only true for an aseh. It's not true for a lois aseh. And I say that you're going to be over again and again and again. Says Rabbi Minchas Chinuch, it's more chomer than a lois aseh. So if you have to give up all your money for a lois aseh, you have to give up all your money for a mezuzah. You're not going to have the halacha of hamavazve al yavazve zayisim mechaymish. That's all. We've spoken about in the past. Either way, but Ashenegeyle in your name, Zokre Meir Simcha. This is a new Havana. You know why you mechal Shabbos and you don't feed the chayla nevela? Because if you feed the chayla nevela, even though he's a hutra, it's mipnei pekuach nefesh. But there's going to be timtum aleif. There's going to be timtum aleif. If you're going to check an animal on Shabbos, even though you're doing it aveir, but it's hutra, in that case, there's not going to be timtum aleif. It's not going to be timtum aleif. Zokre Meir Simcha. But l'shoyne yazav, one line without sending you to the Ran, he's expecting you to know all this. So again, why are we talking about all this? Just to make it a little relevant. Number one, we're talking about Machalas Asuras. That happens to have been the topic of the daf for the last month or so. So I don't think we need that much of an excuse to speak out all this rage, just to understand what we're dealing with. Yayin Nesach and all these different things. We're dealing with a Dabar Chomer, even if it's Mutter and it's Hutra, and we did it with Heterim, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, if we ended up finding out that we ate something wrong, it's not going to be a Heter. The Timtum Alev is a Metzius. But the Chamtzvi said that the guy doesn't think, he thinks, oh, the Jew, if he be Mason, he eats Machalas Asuras, it's a problem. But Shoygig not, he's wrong. He's bloody wrong. He's wrong. Because not only had we done it, b'shoygig had it been a problem. Even if it had the hashkocha about that, even if you have to eat it because you're a chayv l'sheish by zakonim nei b'koach nefesh, you're mechuyev to eat it. You're a rasha arum if you don't eat it. You're a shaita like the Shulchan Aruch says so many times in Simen Shin Chav Ches and Hilchos Shabbos. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, the metzius is that it's being machshel Yisrael. Because the metzius is a timtum alei.